Lesson 6. Reading. Sometimes students in my American culture class complain. They say, "We want to know about the good things in American culture, not the bad things." But it seems to me that the best things often come from the worst. So you can't talk about one without the other. Take Martin Luther King and the whole civil rights movement, for example. King and all the ordinary people who fought for equality in the 1950s and 60s are heroes because they saw that society was wrong and they weren't afraid to say so. They risked their lives to change the world they lived in and to make it better. Their story continues to inspire other people to have the same kind of courage. The fight to make a better world never ends. One of America's greatest strengths is that people are not afraid to criticize their own society in order to change it. Even when the topic is very sensitive, something like racism, gay rights, or child abuse, there's always open discussion and a way to get involved. Last fall, when I visited my sister in Maine, I was reminded of how powerful and inspiring this aspect of American culture is. One early Saturday morning, four of us drove about 60 miles to Portland with our bicycles in the back of the truck. We were going to ride in the Cycle to Break the Cycle of Domestic Violence. This annual event comes from some pretty dark facts. As we were told in an opening ceremony before the ride, every 8 seconds, someone in America is the victim of domestic violence. The purpose of the ride is to educate people about the problem and raise money for victims and groups trying to end it. This seems to me a perfect example of turning something dark or sad into something full of hope.